Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by our Patreon supporters. Thank you so much for supporting Earbuds. Now here comes the part where we shout you out by name. Podworks.io, Something Rather Than Nothing Podcast, The Song Will Go On, Strong Sense of Place, Pod Chat, Podcast Movement, Soundtrack Your Life, Beyond 6 Seconds, Wild West Extravaganza, Uncanny Robot, 1022, and more. You may have noticed that a lot of our Patreon supporters are podcasters themselves, and many of them are independently produced and run. We super appreciate that you find Earbuds worthy of your patronage. If you, listener, are interested in becoming a patron so that I can read your name aloud in the future, go to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective or check out the link in our show notes. Hey, Ariel here. How is your week going? Have you listened to anything new and noteworthy? Something that blew your mind, made you cry? Well, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. We've got some recommendations for you. Let's recap last week's listens. Our theme was stories of resilient women. Our curator was Andrea Koskai, podcast marketing associate at Tink Media and creator of Her Time Romania. The podcasts that she recommended were In Her Element from Boston Consulting Group, Work-Life Harmonize from Dana Mahina, Hotter Than Ever from Erin Keating, and shout out to Erin, who was featured on Apple Podcasts last week. Then we listened to Modern Love, and we closed it out with The Heart from Caitlin Prest. Thank you to Andrea for curating that list for us. If you, listener, did not get a chance to listen to those shows last week, we will have a link to them in the show notes. Now for this week's recommendations. Our theme is called Tackling Fear. Our curator is Nikki Boyer, creator of the new podcast Near Death. In just a bit, you'll hear from Nikki about her podcast picks and why she selected them. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight podcast pick, Audio Branding, a podcast about audio marketing for your podcast hosted by audio veteran Jody Krangle. Then we've got our fiction podcast pairing brought to us by our friends at Realm Media. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and resources before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now, here are Nikki's recommendations for the theme of Tackling Fear.
Hi, my name is Nikki Boyer, and I am the CEO and co-founder of my company, Dying for Media. I also hosted and created the podcast Dying for Sex that I executive produced with Wondery, where we won Podcast of the Year in 2021, which was very exciting. I'm also the co-creator and co-host of Near Death, which is currently on Lemonada Media. My background was in television and hosting and acting. And within the last 5 years, I've really tapped into the storytelling aspect of podcasting, where we find real people that have unreal stories, and we tell them with heart and lots of humor. So I chose the topic of near death, tackling fear. This kind of falls in line with all of the conversations that I have been having lately with my co-hosts, my guests, also people on social media that are responding to the podcasts that I've been making. And I really find it fascinating that the one thing that is for sure going to happen to all of us, which is death, we totally shy away from. I mean, it is the one thing that we are for certain is going to happen, yet people don't want to talk about it. And I find that there is a power in leaning into the uncomfortable conversations, having those conversations and then creating space for deeper, deeper connection. So I love this. I love these kinds of storytelling. I love leaning into the uncomfortable conversations about death, about sex, about things that make you uncomfortable in the moment, but at the end kind of feel healing to discuss. So that's what I'm going to share today with my curated list, and I'm very excited. Choosing this theme was really easy for me because this is the type of work that I've been doing for the past 5 years. And when my best friend Molly was dying from the podcast Dying for Sex, we sat at her bedside and had deep riveting, funny, uncomfortable conversations. And during that time, I met someone named Reverend Peggy, who was Molly's chaplain, which was very odd because Molly was Jewish and not religious at all, but she was looking for spiritual care while she was dying. And meeting Reverend Peggy sort of opened my eyes to the world of spiritual care. I was fascinated by the fact that this was her job. She was helping people pass, helping support the hospital staff, helping support family members, and I never really thought of what would life be like for a chaplain. So then I did a podcast with Reverend Peggy, and that one is called Near Death. So to start off my list, not to be a self-promoter, but I do believe that episode 3, which is called Angels Everywhere of the Near Death series, is probably one of my favorite moments of this entire podcast. It is a beautiful example how something that feels so tragic and terrifying can also be something incredibly beautiful. It's a moment where Reverend Peggy retells the story of a woman who was dying and being taken off the life support machines. And her son was too fearful to be in the room and didn't want to witness it. So the woman asked Peggy if she would please stay with her. And what Peggy witnessed in that room, she says, is probably one of the most breathtaking moments she's ever experienced during someone's death. Peggy, in her own words, explains in this episode that she watches this woman die as angels are coming and taking over the room. And so I highly recommend listening to this episode and to the rest of the series. And you don't have to be religious or believe in angels or God or Jesus or any religious examples. You can just be spiritual and open to the idea that something outside of us exists. And I think you'd really enjoy that episode. The next series is called Last Day. It's on Lemonada Media, and it's hosted by Stephanie Whittles-Wax, who I love. And there's a particular episode called Jackie, She Was Fiona. And although this story is tragic and soul-crushing, it is also beautiful and inspiring. The story of a woman who shares her experience of losing a child. Jackie was faced with a decision that would forever change her life. And I love that this episode tackles the conversations that no one has when they lose children. It's hard. Fertility, infertility, losing a baby, it's not discussed nearly as often. And there is so much shame around it. And I love that this episode also tackles body autonomy. And it's crafted so beautifully. And Stephanie, the host, and Jackie, the subject, have this beautiful way of creating banter around something that is incredibly uncomfortable, but they do it with heart and humor, which is my passion. So I would listen to this episode if you have space in your heart. Hello, Ross is a podcast that I absolutely love because I love Ross Matthews. He's one of my dearest friends, and I think that he crafts an interview unlike anyone else. The episode I think you should listen to is called Goodbye, Leslie Jordan. You know, I think the loss of celebrities can kind of rock us in a certain way, and I was always fascinated by this. I think celebrities that you connect with allow you to see yourself, to feel seen, feel heard, and when a trailblazer like Leslie Jordan passes away, I think it ignites a little in all of us. And I just think this episode is really fun. It's also very deep, and I love how he bounces back and forth between those two feelings. And I also love hearing the untold stories of celebrities being amazing human beings together and what happens sort of behind the curtain. So that is an episode that I highly recommend. Along with death, I super love love. I love love. And I think that I just like to mix it up a little bit. Like, I love sex, I love love, I love relationships. So this is not death related, but it is addressing the uncomfortable things, because sometimes what we want in a partner may not line up with what everybody else wants. So this next show is wonderful, and it's called Queen of Hearts, Aspiring Daddy Seeks Fantasy for Life. So Jujubee is the host, and she is just this amazing drag queen, an amazing human being. And she's probably one of the most infectious hosts I've ever listened to. And she makes things really, really fun, but also gets to the heart of the matter. So this is one of my favorite shows. I think you should listen to it. This episode just kind of encapsulates a lot of the things that I love about digging into the uncomfortable, right? And she's wonderful. She's quick-witted. And I think this episode can kind of just make you smile and laugh. I love a good game show. Sex positivity, game show. Go for it. Take a listen. So Normalize This is a show that I love because Adam Rippon is one of my favorite human beings. And he and his co-host Danielle are amazing together. This episode is called Religion and Spirituality, which I love digging into these topics. And they normalize it, which is why their show is called Normalize This. But they ask the questions, how does religion and spirituality play a role in your life? Is it positive or negative? And in this particular episode, Danielle really tries to normalize it and put it in layman's terms, which I love because I think religion can often feel ostracizing. I love the two of them. They are hilarious together, but they're also not afraid to dig deep as well. Can you tell there's a theme in the things that I like? And they talk about how sometimes religion can leave a weird taste in people's mouths and how it shows up in our modern day. Adam Rippon, I adore you, and you should listen because he's freaking hilarious. So leaning into sex and death with heart and humor, that's my jam. And I just want to say thank you to Earbuds. You guys have been so amazing with the support. I hope you enjoy all these episodes and stay connected with me on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. Bye.
Thank you, Nikki, for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Nikki's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode so you can click and start listening right away. You can also find them on the Earbuds website, earbuds.audio. Did you know that you can be a curator for our newsletter too? There's a link in the show notes of this episode where you can submit a list for our consideration. Next up, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's our bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting audio branding. Keeping a consistent sound in how you present your company really is the hidden gem of marketing. But audio or sonic branding influences us in many ways and in many different places within our lives. This podcast, Audio Branding, explores just that through the host's own observations, and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the fields of advertising, marketing, music, and science. You can find and listen to Audio Branding wherever you get your podcasts. This week's podcast recommendations on tackling fear pair well with Fear Horror Stories. Welcome to your deepest fear. Since humanity first gathered around a campfire, we've been sharing stories to spark the darker side of our imaginations. From the mysterious to the macabre, the supernatural to the supremely bizarre, this fear feed features similarly shocking tales. This month, we're featuring The Shadows of Morgan Knox. Morgan Knox can see darkness coming, but that may not be enough to stop it from destroying the world. That was our fiction podcast pairing brought to us by Realm Media. Learn more about Realm at realm.fm. And to close out the show, let's get to some podcast news and resources for you. First, the chart-topping and Signal Award-winning podcast Going Wild with Dr. Ray Wynn Grant just returned for a third season. Produced by PBS Nature, the new season of Going Wild takes listeners on a journey through the entire ecological web, from tiny plants to apex predators, with the help of notable scientists, activists, and adventurers of color. Next, Fuzzy Memories is the podcast that celebrates the good, the rad, and the fugly of the 80s and 90s. Three latchkey kids who made it out alive break down everything from Madonna and Masters of the Universe to Twin Peaks and the Titanic. Join us to celebrate the hits, the misses, and the misfits of the weirdest decades. Next, we have a new post up on the Earbuds blog. Deborah Coprud, co-host of Spock Talk, recommended 5 podcast episodes about Dr. Benjamin Spock, the man who influenced a generation of parenting. And last, what's James Cridlin covering in Pod News this week? He's got stories on Spotify's financials, specifically related to the podcasting side of their business. He's sharing a story on Patreon adding a community chat feature. And he's got information and links to a study on the correlation between podcast listening and improvements in children's grades. Read more about those stories by going to podnews.net. And make sure you're subscribed to the newsletter there. And that's the end of this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, go and listen to some podcasts. P.S. If you're loving our show, which gives you recommendations for other shows you might love, take 3 seconds and rate and review us wherever it is that you're listening right now. I'd love to read about your listening experience, what you love, don't love, want more of, want less of, everything. Thank you in advance and happy, happy listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.